Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. A website named the MI Health Marketplace that will be Michigan's health exchange under the federal health care reform law being approved by the state Senate this week. And not everyone is happy about it, especially the group Americans for Prosperity Michigan. Annie Patnaud is the deputy state director, and she joins me now. Welcome to the program, Annie.
Thanks for having me on.
So President Obama says that a health exchange is, quote, a market where Americans can one-stop shop for a health care plan, compare benefits and prices, and choose the plan that's best for them. That certainly sounds good. Why are you opposed to an exchange?
Well, first of all, that's an absolutely ridiculous assertion. What these exchanges actually are is government bureaucracies that would enforce the law's regulations, and those regulations will drive up premiums, and they'll also distribute billions in tax dollars, subsidies to private health insurance companies. So these are the furthest thing from a so-called marketplace. Obamacare is not a free market approach to insuring Americans, and embracing these health care exchanges is really embracing President Obama's Washington health care takeover.
Although the exchange would allow for those looking for health care, it would give them a range of plans to choose from, would it not?
That may be correct, but, you know, there is a current marketplace. What we need to do is roll back some of the mandates in existence now, and we also need to eliminate the penalty on individuals that essentially individuals pay when they go shop for insurance on their own now. Right now, employers who provide insurance get a wonderful tax deduction, tax credit for providing health insurance to their employees, whereas if I go out and buy health insurance on my own, I don't get that. And so, you know, that would be one great way to incentivize and create more opportunities for people to be able to go out and buy their own health insurance.
I wonder, though, compared to what President Obama is proposing, I mean, what other approach do you think would work to get all those tens of millions of Americans that are uninsured to get them health insurance?
Well, one thing to do would be to roll back some of the many coverage mandates that are currently in place. I know Michigan has a number of them. You know, examples would be, you know, treatment for fertility is mandated, or treatment even for ridiculous things like naturopathy and chiropractic and these types of things. Now, it may be nice to be able to have access to that kind of treatment, but the reality is those mandates drive up the cost of health insurance coverage. What we need to do is allow people to truly shop for a health insurance coverage plan that makes sense for them. And maybe that's just a, you know, more of a bare bones approach, a high deductible plan that doesn't have to necessarily meet all those state mandates. If we were to take those kinds of steps, what you would see is you would see health insurance premiums start to go down.
So the federal law, from what I understand, is that a state exchange needs to be set up by 2014. Why do you think the Senate took this vote this week then?
Honestly, we don't know. It's pretty ridiculous, actually. You look at some of the other states that have rejected creating a health exchange. You've got South Carolina, Arizona, North Dakota, I believe just a couple days ago rejected this idea. Texas, Florida, I mean, I could go on and on. We're unsure why Michigan lawmakers have virtually jumped at the chance to bring a health care exchange to our state. They've got a full 2 years before they have to meet that federal deadline, and they ought to take advantage of it. We really should be, at a minimum, taking a wait-and-see approach. There are credible constitutional challenges to the president's health care law, and we need to wait and see what happens. I mean, the very law is in question. So it's a real puzzle, frankly, why Michigan lawmakers, and especially Republican lawmakers, would virtually jump at the chance to bring a health care exchange to our state.
Yeah, in some ways, though, it seems like real reform, and maybe even the kind that President Obama is suggesting, is necessary when you see people that, A, are working and losing their health insurance, and many people who simply can't afford health insurance. In the end, what seems to happen is that people end up going to emergency rooms rather than being able to get, you know, nominal medical care on a regular basis. Doesn't this kind of a structure end up costing us more in general?
Well, if you take a look at Governor Mitt Romney's health insurance plan that was passed, that actually increased the number of people who visited emergency rooms. So we don't believe that it is going to solve those kinds of problems, and we really need to be looking at other approaches. And again, as I mentioned, you know, helping to bring down the cost of health insurance by reducing some of those mandates, reducing some of the regulation, would be very helpful in allowing more people to purchase their own health insurance.
I'm talking to Annie Patnaud, the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity Michigan. Annie, I wonder what kind of a role do you think that the government should play in our lives? I mean, should our society really tolerate having some of our citizens living in abject poverty and not getting even minimal medical care?
Well, you know, obviously we think that there is a place for ensuring that people get the medical care they need. But, you know, what we're talking about with President Obama's health care law is a complete takeover by the government of health insurance. So, I mean, certainly that's not the right approach. Obviously, we're an organization that supports smaller government and limited government because, frankly, we don't believe that big government policies work. If you take a look at what has happened to health insurance premiums, even since this law has passed, they've done nothing but increase. And the Medicare, Medicaid actuaries have actually taken a look at the numbers and said that premiums are expected to continue to rise by the double digits in the next 2 years. So this is not going to do even what the president promised it would do, which is lower premiums and make health insurance more affordable. Yeah. Furthermore, a number of employers have said they will be passing these higher costs on to employees and will also be dropping coverage. So what we're going to see is more people on government health insurance programs because their employer no longer will pay for private insurance for them.
I wonder, Americans for Prosperity, how are you viewing the I want to talk about these presidential candidates, the Republican presidential candidates. I'm guessing the group will endorse one of them. Is that Americans for Prosperity has not endorsed any candidate at this point. Is that right?
Well, that's absolutely incorrect. We will not be endorsing anybody because we do not endorse candidates and we are nonpartisan. What we like to take a look at is the issues. And so obviously we can take a look at some of the policies that are being talked about by the candidates, but we absolutely do not endorse any candidates. And like I said, we're also nonpartisan.
Are you essentially a Tea Party group? Would that be fair to say?
We're a free market limited government group. We work closely with the Tea Party, but we are not by any means formally affiliated with the Tea Party.
Well, and I'm guessing that you're no fan of President Obama. Among the Republicans, are any of them saying things that are appealing to the group?
Well, absolutely. We've been, you know, very pleased to hear talk about reducing taxes, reducing regulations, and also just expanding energy exploration here in the U.S. Those are all things that, as an organization, those are policies that we would definitely support.
And when you see someone like Herman Cain, he seems like a straight shooter. Are some of his stances, such as his 999 plan, are those especially appealing to the group?
Well, certainly many of our members are big fans of Herman Cain and certainly like some of the proposals that he suggested, as well as his 999 plan, which is basically a fair tax or a national retail sales tax. But we're very pleased with any talk of reducing taxes, you know, cutting back the thicket of regulations, and again, allowing energy exploration, which would create jobs here in Michigan as well as across the country.
I know you say you're nonpartisan, but if President Obama was to be reelected, would that necessarily be a bad thing for the country?
Well, it depends what policies he pursues. If he continues to pursue higher taxes, more regulation, shutting off opportunities to create jobs and lower energy prices by exploring energy here in the U.S., I would say that that's a bad thing for our country. If he would come out and support reducing taxes and reduce some of these regulations, that's something that we could definitely get behind.
Annie Patnaud, the Deputy State Director for the group Americans for Prosperity Michigan. Thank you very much for joining me, Annie.
Thank you for having me on the show.